Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
Welcome back. You are listening to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. Each week, the final segment of this podcast focuses on the job site of the future. In the first segment today, we talked about how the market is changing and how energy-efficient infrastructure creates new opportunities for construction. In this segment, we will look at some construction companies that are already leveraging new technologies. And I think these companies are actually recognizing the benefits of sustainable building, and they are working on some pretty innovative projects. And you'll see that they are experiencing some pretty significant ROI, otherwise that great return on investment. So let's get started. Our first example today comes out of Michigan. DTE Energy has started construction on a large urban solar array. And this project will convert actually 10 acres of vacant land in Detroit into these solar arrays. And here is what's really very interesting about this project. And these arrays are capable of generating enough clean air energy to power 450 homes. Now, if you think about it, this gives you a really good visual of a sustainable impact. And the project also will have a pretty big financial impact as well. And DTE actually says it will generate more than $1 million in tax revenue for the city. And what's really nice about this project is that it'll be completed at the end of this year. And this is kind of just one of many energy projects in Detroit. And what we like about this is the city is already creating infrastructure to sustainably manage stormwater. And DTE also says there are three solar installations currently under development in Michigan alone. And overall, the organization has driven $2 billion, which is nice, in investments in renewable energy since 2008. Also in 2015, 10% of the energy provided by DTE was generated from a renewable source in Michigan. So this is enough clean generation to power more than 400,000 homes. Now think about that, more than 400,000 homes. So DTE's portfolio includes 12 wind parks and 27 solar arrays in Michigan alone. So this is just one company that truly recognizes the opportunities that sustainability presents. So let's go on to our next example, because I think this is a unique one as well. And energy and water conservation measures are currently taking place at a federal correction complex, Butner, in North Carolina. So the objective is to reduce energy intensity throughout the 776-acre prison complex. And this includes a large federal medical center and multiple correctional facilities. And this project will provide more than 3 megawatts of on-site solar energy. It will also reduce energy usage by 30%, and it will decrease water use by as much as 40%. And this is kind of significant savings for the facility overall. And you might be wondering how all of the savings will be achieved. I was kind of wondering the same thing, so I kind of did a little bit more research on this. And the project will upgrade the complex's overall infrastructure, and changes will be made to the lighting system, the HVAC system, and the utility sub-metering installations. And a 3.1 megawatt solar system will be constructed to save energy. Also, domestic and non-domestic water conservation measures will save overall water. And the project is expected to begin sometime this fall, and it will be completed by 2019. And the estimated cost saving is pretty significant as well. With all these changes, the complex is expected to save more than $3 million annually. Now, check that out, annually, in both energy and water costs. And so I think this is another great idea of what sustainability at work can do. And this is what we've been talking about all day. And I think it's great that here at AEM, we're really trying to give you some great ideas of how you can save. So let's look at one more example before we wrap up today. And we've talked about solar projects and correctional facilities. Now let's look at a university. And this example comes out of Southern Oregon. And so what we have here is this particular campus has approached sustainability initiatives in a number of different ways. And that's why we wanted to share this with you today, because Southern Oregon University has offset 100% of its energy use. Now, think about that, 100% of its energy use. And it also has kind of diverted more than 62% of campus waste from the landfill. So additionally, it has increased on-site solar generation by 164%. Now, I love these numbers because it's really showing the creativity and the use by what they're doing. And so these are overall some pretty significant numbers, and that's why we want to share them with you so you can get an idea of different ways of using and considering sustainability. But more than that, just that, it's achieving significant savings and the university in the university's overall plan for sustainability. And that's why I think it's creative here. But for example, it is participating in the development of a climate and energy action plan for a community in Ashland overall. And so at the same time, the university is also in the process of reviewing and updating the campus's climate action plan. And we talked about if you kind of put a plan and attack what it's doing. So building on its objectives for sustainability, it's also looking to add several LEED buildings on campus. So now think about that. They're really looking at the much bigger master plan. And one important piece of advice that it gives to others in the industry is the need to work together, you know, the collaboratively. And I think that is an important point for the construction industry, especially when it comes to sustainability initiatives, is the idea of working together, kind of having contractors and subs and owners all need to work together to identify the opportunities to save, you know, energy and water and all of those kind of initiatives that we've been talking about. And then to, on top of that, then the technology needs to be implemented in order to meet those goals. And the results can truly be significant. You know, we've seen here on this segment today, sustainability initiatives can save millions of dollars in so many different ways. And it's simply a matter of identifying the various opportunities. And I think that's what's significant. We've seen a lot of different companies here in a lot of different ways coming together and finding creative ways to use sustainability to achieve significant goals. When you can save 62% of campus waste, you know, from the landfill, you know, when you can offset 100% of energy use, that's pretty significant. And what I like about what these companies are doing is they're working with the community, not just their own ways of doing things. And I think that's the objective. You know, when you're figuring out how to look at the whole identity of something and saying, how do you reduce energy uses? How do you decrease water usage? You know, 30%, 40%. I think these are wonderful ways of saving and mastering the art of savings across a whole spectrum and using sustainability. And I think that's what we have here. You've seen what DTE is doing. You see what they're doing at a correctional facility. You're seeing what they're doing at a university. And so these are great construction projects. And you've learned today how different initiatives and are trying to help you achieve those goals. So we think that's great, and we think they're great opportunities for you to consider as you're trying to master your construction operations today. Well, listeners, we're always out of time. It goes by, as I always say, so quickly. But we want to be sure that you join us next week as we continue to explore more technology making a difference in sustainability in the construction industry. And you won't want to miss that because we really think it's important. Remember that ConExpo ConAg Radio broadcasts live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central. And just remember, as always, share your thoughts with us on ConExpo ConAg at Twitter and tweeting at us at ConExpo ConAg. And if you think all of the emerging construction technology we talk about on this show sounds really important, you know, you've got to kind of see it in person, you know. So March 7th through 11th in 2017, go to the ConExpo ConAg in Las Vegas. That expo is going to have some great things for you to visit. We want you to check it out. So make sure you register at conexpoconag.com. Get up there early, get a discount, and also be sure to register for our 365 newsletter for all the latest news impacting the construction marketplace. Remember, ConExpo ConAg Radio is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. Have a great week.
A podcast or radio show on WS Radio is a great way to create content marketing.
Turn prospects into customers into raving fans. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
Come join over 130,000 construction industry professionals in March 2017. ConExpo ConAg 2017 is North America's largest construction show. Explore over 2.5 million square feet and imagine what's next with over 2,500 exhibitors. Get the details at conexpoconag.com/future and join us as we take this to the next level.
Hi, Scale listener. This is David Finkel, co-host with Jeff Hoffman of Scale Your Business. I wanted to let you know that our newest book, Scale, was just released and to encourage you to get your copy. The book will give you 7 proven principles to grow your business and get your life back. Scale will help you work less by getting your business to produce more. Get your copy online or at your local bookseller. For more information, visit us online at scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com.
I've been bragging about Progressive Medical Center to you guys for years, and I'm so excited to have Dr. Agoli with us because, Dr. Agoli, a lot of people walk through your doors, and some of their biggest problems are they're just fatigued, they're tired all the time, and even though they're dieting and exercising, they cannot get the weight off. Why is that?
It's a combination of poor metabolism, inappropriate eating, but more importantly, it's due to a lack of education and really doing the right testing. A lot of our patients are metabolically compromised. What does that mean? Their metabolism is not functioning. The metabolism is responsible for all physical and chemical processes necessary to sustain life, and that includes energy. And without cellular energy, your body is not going to be a burning machine. Let's get back and teach our listeners to be a fat-burning machine.
It's been a lot easier to maintain my weight since Progressive Medical Center started treating me with all-natural supplements, learning proper nutrition, and that can be you today. No more frustrations about being tired or overweight. So why don't you get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today through ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
This is your life. Live it well.
Tired of presentations with no impact, no inspiration, and no traction? Do dull speakers have you and your team disengaged and distracted by smartphones? Christopher McCullough brings energy, insights, and 2 decades of experience, delivered with punch, humor, and heart. Your team will leave energized, uplifted, and with a sense of purpose. Visit ChristopherMcCullough.com to bring some heat to your next speaking engagement. McAulife. ChristopherMcCullough.com.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, VinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect. Be sure to tune in weekly to VinVillage Radio for exclusive, in-depth interviews with the who's who in wine and food.